Welcome to Ikamustan Sessions with Engineer Hannah. This is a show where we talk about engineering, career, and everything in between. When I was in high school, hindi ako naging magaling sa math or even drawing. Pero dahil ever since I was young, na-exposed na ako into the construction industry, I still took civil engineering as my course. So during that time, nang nag-aaral ako, palagi akong bagsak, palagi akong nagsa-summer class, I had a lot of repeated subjects, and I didn't graduate on time. And during my first attempt sa board exam, I failed. So it took me almost more than 1 year sa review. And I enrolled myself to 4 review centers. I answered thousands of modules. I took a lot of pre-boards. And finally, I got my license. Grabe, no? This is my personal experience. Pero it really shows na with really dedication, talagang makukuha mo yung dream mo eh. That is why in today's episode, I'm gonna share with you guys how to have a positive mindset during your board exam review. And isa talaga to sa mga pinaka-requested ko na episodes here at Ikamustahan. And of course, I would like to thank our podcast sponsor, Bostik Philippines. Bostik Philippines is the industry leaders when it comes to elastomeric sealants and contact adhesives. And alam mo ba na meron silang Bostik Academy wherein it is a knowledge center that offers trainings, video tech support, and product information. So to know more about Bostik Academy, just go to www.bostik.com/philippines/bostik-academy. So ano bang kulang? Diba? You gave all of your effort, nag-review ka na lang, but still, it's not enough. Usually, ito yung sinasabi ng mga taong nag-fail sa board exam. It's because I don't know where to start. Ang overwhelming, ang daming subjects. Or to some people, I just don't know how to use my time well. Feeling ko bitin yung oras or I was busy at work, hindi talaga kaya eh. Maybe because I forgot or I could not focus. Or simply, there are people that just give up. So we all know na mahirap naman talaga yung board exam, but it's a test. And just like every test, it has something that we need to pass. So how do we start? Diba? Paano ba natin ma-overcome itong struggles na to? Itong fear of failing? We need to have a positive mindset, diba? But in order for us to have a positive mindset, we need to first understand why reviewing is important. Kasi nire-review lang natin kung ano yung natutunan natin during college years. And the key here, guys, is retention. So if you don't understand bakit ba natin ito ginagawa in the first place, wala rin. So there's this saying, sabi nila, failure to prepare is preparing to fail. Which is actually true kasi nga, this is an exam of a lifetime that would really have a huge impact into your career and into your life. And hindi ka naman pwedeng sumabak sa gera na to nang wala kang armas, which will be your lessons, your studies, kung ano yung maaalala mo na mga lessons into your college years. But still in here, we need to dig deeper. Why? Bakit ba natin ito ginagawa in the first place? By setting our goal. Kasi without a goal, we will never have an idea kung saan tayo pupunta. Diba? I actually have this checklist na when I was reviewing, ang dami kong subject checklist from algebra, trigo, surveying, strength, statics, ang dami. And I even had a daily subject schedule. But beside that, was my motivational wall. Dun sa motivational wall ko, nakasulat, why am I doing this in the first place? Especially nung pangalawang take ko na sinabi ko talaga na hindi na ako uulit. I'm gonna have this license and I'm gonna have the initials ENGR. So set your study timeline and start listing your goals. Ang laking bagay talaga na meron akong motivational wall kasi wala namang ibang magpupush sa akin kundi sarili ko eh. Dito nilista ko, how would I feel if I'm already an engineer? And it's something that you guys can do too. Imagine yourself, pag engineer ka na, what are the things that you have? Anong celebration mo? Sinong kasama mo? Who would be so proud of you? And this will really push you farther and really to go the extra mile na hindi mo inaasahan eh, na makakaya mo pala. Now, quick question. Paano kung ngayon binigyan kita ng 86,400? Paano mo siya gagastusin? Or paano mo siya gagamitin? Na kailangan at this moment, really at this moment guys, maubos mo siya. Would you be so resourceful with it? Pero alam mo ba, na in your everyday lifetime, palagi kang merong amount na ganyan, which is time. And every morning, you are credited 86,400 seconds. Dito, when it comes to board exams or even reviewing, actually, you need to use your time well. Ako, hindi talaga believer ng multitasking eh. Kasi I know it doesn't exist. You're just focusing on one item at a time and then you're shifting your focus into another. Kaya hindi siya nagiging productive. And I believe na there's no such thing as time management kasi we cannot manage time. Hindi naman natin siya nahahawakan. Hindi naman natin siya nakokontrol. So it's more on self-management. Ayan. So usually, I get to be asked with a lot of questions, especially when it comes to time. Na engineer, kaya ba na habang nagtatrabaho ako, magre-review ako? Or engineer, kaya ba na I'm doing other things while I'm reviewing? I've seen a lot of people achieve it and I've seen a lot of people fail. So, nasa sa tao pa rin yan. Kasi these activities take time, energy, and your willpower. Kaya instead na maybe focusing into your review, napofocus or nagsishift yung attention mo into your work. Pero guys, again, I'm not saying na hindi siya pwede or hindi siya kaya. Kasi I've had a lot of friends and kilala talaga na nakaya. Na they're doing part-time jobs while reviewing. Siguro talagang iba yung will and drive nila to do it. But if you're somebody who thinks na hindi nila kakayanin, I don't really suggest so. Kasi when you are reviewing, aabot ka talaga sa point na mababurnout ka. And when you reach that point, you need to have your rest days. You need to treat yourself. You need to reset. So usually, ito ah, since nandito na tayo sa session or subject of time, I usually had a year, diba? Na-mention ko kanina na year ako nag-review. And in that, this can actually also be applied into your studies as well. So for your first week, dito, you have to set your timeline na. Ano ba yung mga subjects na pag-aaralan mo? Kailan yung magiging refresher mo? Ano yung mga magiging tools? And who are the people who are gonna join you into this journey? So for the first month naman, you follow your review. Ako, I highly suggest for you to take review centers. Wala na akong babanggitin na review center here, but each and everyone, they have their own advantages. So, take advantage of it. For the second month, nakakalahati ka na eh. This is where you get to test yourself in your pre-boards, di ba? And there's nothing wrong in failing pre-boards, guys. Ah. Alam ko masakit and you will feel na hindi pa kaya. Pero it's a test na anong subjects ka pa magfo-focus. On the third month, dito na lumalabas yung mga refreshers natin. And for the last 2 weeks, coaching na lang and reset. So this is usually the timeline or what it looks like ng naging ano ko na before, timeline ko before. Now, at this segment, I'm gonna share with you guys a few tips that really helped me as someone who is a retaker. Ayan. So in here, we need to make studying a habit. Diba sabi nga nila, it takes 21 days to build a habit. So kailangan, we need to build the momentum. Alamin natin what is the best time on how our mind works. Diba? Are we an auditory learner? Pag naririnig ba natin yung mga formulas, mas nagre-retain siya. Are we a visual learner? So ito yung mga taong gumagawa ng mga formula walls or formula sheets. Or kinesthetics learners. So by knowing kung ano yung dominant style of learning mo, you can focus on it and start to feel more productive in such a short amount of time. And usually, ito rin yung mga tina-take advantage ng mga quizzers, ng mga brainy nating friends dyan. So, we also need to take account and take advantage of this. And also, alamin mo rin what type of reviewing works for you. Are you better alone, nang mag-isa ka lang? Or do you need someone or an accountability partner that would help you? Or you work well with groups. And of course, the more that you solve more problems, the more that you write or even create your own formula notes and reviewers, the better. Have your own review space. Napakalaking bagay yun na you are in a review space na perfectly fit for you. Walang distractions, walang social media, walang ingay. So you can have the full focus and attention to your subjects. And another thing, ayan, and tip that I've been using is the Pomodoro technique. Siyempre, paulit-ulit tayo nagsasolve ng mga problems. For 25 minutes, I focus on that task. And then when the timer rings, I get another break. And then I do it for 5 consecutive Pomodoros, and then I took a long break. Kasi dito, you are systemizing your brain to really focus and parang minamani mo na lang talaga yung mga formulas and answer sheets and tests katulad nun. So, dito talagang practice, practice, practice. And I know, diba? Na by the end of the day, once that you apply a few of these techniques or tips, positive mindset pa rin talaga really goes the long way. So you start on it, you focus on your goal, you manifest your dreams, and you, of course, you act on it. Ayan, to sum this all up, this episode about the board exam, to reach a goal you have never before attained, you must do things you have never before done. So, do the extra mile, do the positive mindset, and I know in the future, you will be able to achieve that license. And there you have it, guys! How to have a positive mindset during your board exam review. Thank you again, Bostik, for sponsoring today's podcast. Again, if you want to know more about Bostik products, just go to their website at www.bostik.com/Philippines. Don't forget to also follow them on their social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And halos lahat ng Bostik products is available on Lazada, Shopee, and Zalora. Again, thank you, Bostik Philippines, for sponsoring this podcast. And I do hope to see you guys again on another episode of Ikamustan Sessions with Engineer Hannah. This is a show wherein we talk about engineering, career, and everything in between. See you guys again for another podcast. Thank you, Bostik, and thank you, Life Engineers. Bye!